That pizza looked good as shit too. It did. Who was that? Pizza Hut?
Papa John's.
What?
Yeah. Pretty sure.
It might have been Papa John's. That shit looked good.
You know, Shaq. I was about to say. Came in, made it good.
I was about to say, shout out to Shaq, bro, for making that pizza look good, bro. He made it a lot better because it was looking a little bland there for a while. It looked like unseasoned pizza. What is an unseasoned pizza?
What the fuck is unseasoned pizza?
I have no idea, bro. If you can't season pizza, if your pizza has no flavor, what is it, bro?
It's not pizza. It's just cheesy dough.
DiGiorno, huh? Cheesy dough,
even
yeah.
DiGiorno season.
But I'm just saying, like, cheese has a flavor.
Yeah.
And cheese could
be. Well, there's some bland cheese.
Yeah.
There's some bland cheeses.
Maybe somebody should make, like, one of them Snapchats you be watching with the food. They need to make the most bland pizza.
It's got to exist somewhere.
Got to. What is it? Like, you put all the bland cheese on it?
It's a bland cheese.
That's hard, bro.
I mean, unsalted mozzarella? That's about as bland as you can get.
Why does white cheese seem like it has no flavor? Yeah. I'm not being racist here. I just feel like white cheese it has less flavor than colored cheese. I'm just saying, bro. You never heard of sharp mozzarella, or maybe you have.
Bro. I'm not being racist.
Yeah, I'm not.
Listen to what they saying. Peep the game. And listen to what I'm saying. Hold us accountable.
I wonder who I do it for. Cause I've been fucked up. But I'ma need you to listen, so shut the fuck up. Fuck up.
Welcome back to the Lost in Translation Podcast. It's your boy Juice.
It's George.
Be back with another week. What's going on with you? You, George.
Me.
George.
Me.
Are you you?
I'm me, I think.
That's what I mean.
Okay.
But I'm me too.
You're you. Or are you me?
Both. Yeah. I'm a fusion of me and you.
What about you and me?
Same.
Damn.
I'm us. Or them?
We're not going into this.
We? All right. That means yes.
My pronouns are he, him, okay?
Okay, I wasn't talking about the pronouns. I was just saying, like, who I am, which I am me, them, us, we, and all myself.
All right.
Yeah. The podcast.
Anyway.
Yeah. There's a podcast.
Yeah, I'm going to apologize for my voice right now.
Uh-huh. Don't.
What?
No, it's not good.
That's not what you said. I got receipts.
Do you?
Damn, you're going to have them. Anyway,
yeah, you bitch.
Yeah, I'm a little sick, so it might sound a little rough sometimes.
It's okay.
Anyway, I'm good. I'm
on, you know. They don't want to listen to it, they can just cut it off.
It's true. No, or just skip ahead.
Like, listen to it for like 5 seconds.
Gotta be at least 30.
Damn. All right, 30 seconds. We get the count.
I mean, we're already there, so.
Oh, bet.
You can turn it off now if you want.
All right, no. Nah, man. Yeah, hope everybody had a good couple weeks. All right, now, but you never answered how you were doing.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah?
Yeah, I said I'm good.
Oh, you good? Okay.
Besides this.
How you feeling, though? Like,
I'm all right. It's better than it was last week. That's for darn sure.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was rough last week.
I had, like, sleep, just mentally.
I still could sleep all right, but I was just so stuffed up. I couldn't breathe through my nose at all. Blowing my nose every like 2 minutes. Still kind of sounds like it, but
it's not as bad.
Yeah, nah. Okay. Nah.
Funny, man. I mean, knock on wood, my allergies haven't been kicking my ass like that. I have had sneeze attacks when I wake up, but that's kind of normal around this time. A little bit of, a little bit of that, you know, then yeah. Just a little bit, but
yeah.
Nothing too crazy.
It is good, though. I think it would have been pretty bad.
For who, me or you?
You.
No, we're not doing this again.
No, knowing your allergies in the past.
Yeah.
I would have figured it probably would have been a little rough.
Like, right before football season.
when it really hits you.
Yeah, like August is the worst. Mm. You know.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna be struggling, really struggling when the baby comes. No sleep, allergies looking all crazy.
His first meet with you is just gonna be all fucking bleary eyed, like nose running, like
snot right here. I have a snot stash. Who the fuck is this ugly dude?
Y'all probably gonna look the same.
Probably.
I bet the baby's gonna be. Babies do that, right?
What?
They're snotty a lot, right?
I don't know.
Yeah. Me neither.
I don't know. I can't answer that. Confirm or deny, but it seems like they would.
Right.
But I think that's just more when they get a little older. That's when you call them the snot-nosed kid.
Okay. You know I see that. Yeah. That don't come from somewhere, right?
And why did that sound like a Western cowboy? The snot-nosed kid.
Old Billy Snot-Nose.
Old Billy Snot-Nose. Like, it's a good one. He just come up robbing with
revolver.
A snotty nose.
Yeah, he doesn't have revolvers. He's just got, damn it. I lost it.
The nasal spray? Like, I don't know. I don't know what you were going with.
I don't know.
I hope you weren't trying to.
I think it was snot rocket thought in my mind somewhere. Okay, but got you. I like
that. Stupid, man. But yeah, I can't say anything about that one. Yeah, that's that time of season. Like, oh, I'm gonna need some sleep. Sleep gonna be a bitch. The worst sleep is allergy season, bro.
Yeah.
God, nigga. Like, I don't know if I'd rather have my nose stuffed or that constant turning your head and one nostril open.
Mm-hmm.
Because then, like, I don't know. It just feels weird because then when I lay down, it seemed like both of them are stuffed.
Right.
So I gotta sit up just to get that.
That's the kind of time where you got to sleep in like a recliner or something that you like angled.
Yeah, man, it's the worst. And then that's not really good sleep unless you have the most comfortable recliner.
Which exists, but
I don't have it.
Few and far between.
Exactly. Yeah. My bed not even fucking comfortable. God, bro.
Yeah, I know what you mean. It's not cool.
It's terrible. Yeah, man. Shit, what are we getting into, George?
What are we getting into? Yeah, I think we should talk about beds now.
Beds?
Yeah.
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 How your expensive bed going?
It wasn't that expensive.
I was just trying to boost it up a little
bit. Yeah, nah. It was on the cheaper side. That's why I got it.
Is that why it's uncomfortable?
Probably.
It's like it's bigger, but...
Like, it has some fancy words to make it sound good, but it's a decent bed, but it's by no means a great bed.
Bro.
It was on the cheaper side.
I've never bought a new bed before.
Yeah.
So I don't even know what to look for.
If you're going
to
do it
now.
Do it right.
Do it now.
Be willing to fork out the few extra $100.
Good one. Money, man.
I know, but you can take a loan out. You could do it in installments. They've got ways.
Maybe the installments. I ain't taking no loan out for no damn bed.
Well, I mean, if you want a king size bed, of like a decent quality, it's gonna be close to $2,000.
God damn.
Yeah, it's loan quality cost. That's like purple stupid. Beds, I want a purple bed so bad, but that shit's like I don't remember what it is now, but it was over $2,000 for a king size.
Really?
Yeah, hybrid, no, Helix. Damn. Helix beds.
Yeah.
Another one that's kind of hyped up in the media. Mm-hmm. Like, I know a ton of podcasts are sponsored by them or have them as a sponsor. So I've heard about them like a shit ton.
Mm-hmm.
They're hyped up. They're like $2,800
for king size.
This is Helix.
Oh, Helix. Okay.
It's their upper echelon one.
Okay. But it's by Purple.
No, completely different company.
Okay, all right.
Purple, Helix.
Okay. You just naming, I thought it was part of Purple, and Purple Helix was their high-end one, but you were naming brands. Ones. I got you.
Yeah. Purple, so Helix.
You said their higher up one is $2,800?
That was one that I saw, yeah.
You know, the crazy thing is, my podcast only talk about Blue Chew.
What's that tell you, man?
Might need some Blue Chew. Like, it seemed like they like trying to tell me something. It's like Blue Chew, and
it kind of makes you feel some kind of way, don't it?
And for him, that for him, like the
that's the hair,
hair
one, right?
Loss. Yeah. Yeah, I don't think I'm losing hair,
bro.
I wear a lot of hats.
Yeah, I listen to other podcasts.
Yeah, I do.
Those are insulting.
A little bit, but they're funny. So
that's fair.
Yeah,
that's fair.
Yeah. The way they talk about Blue Chew.
Yeah.
Hilarious, but still, I can see that. Right? But anyway, yeah I need beds, to get more on like adult things like beds and Reddit.
There's a other company, Fig.
Yeah,
I think they're Fig.
That's another bed company.
Anyway, yeah. Okay. Anyway, we could stop talking about beds.
Fuck it. Let's just rock. Something will come up. Fuck it, motherfucker. I mean, we giving game. Some people might never heard of these.
We
bed
ain't
companies.
Being sponsored by them, but
fuck
it's cool.
You know.
Whatever.
That's what we do.
Hit
man.
Us up.
Yeah, I mean, if that would be great. You say Helix? Yeah, if Helix could sponsor us, they give us beds we could talk about.
Helix Sleep.
Hey, man.
They've got a sectional company as well. I think it's called Allform. They make sectionals. So, like sofas and couches and chairs that can be customized like a million different ways. So, you can have like just a love seat, or you can expand it into a full-blown sofa, or like, yeah, anyway.
You ever seen some of them couches with, like, coolers on them?
Not coolers, no. Sounds cool.
Right? I mean, but really, it wouldn't be hard.
No, I mean, they already make, there's a shit ton of places that make couches with plug-ins already, and, like, power sources.
Yeah.
So...
I think it's just cool to be like right there where the armrest is.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because
a lot of them, they just have like a, it's almost like a car, just a console to shove shit in.
Yeah, I mean,
why not make it a cooler?
Yeah, because more than likely, I don't know what people do nowadays.
Right.
Do you remember when you had a shit ton of remotes and then they made a universal remote that controlled everything? But I guess that pissed off a lot of people as well because some people couldn't figure this shit out.
It's true.
Are they back to multiple controllers? Because if that's the case, the middle console is kind of bullshit.
I mean, you still have it. Like, you still get one with your TV.
Yeah.
Get one with whatever cable service you have.
Mm-hmm.
And then usually if you have like a DVD player or some shit like that, you get one that comes with that too. So you still could have a
multiple.
Bunch of controllers.
Would you rather have it in a universal, you personally?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's a good thing. Most of them, like for cable companies or like Amazon... The Fire Stick and shit like that.
Can control.
They can control the TV too, which is nice.
I mean, like, they're making these smart TVs with everything on it. True. So they're kind of like trying to eliminate your Fire Sticks, your Rokus and stuff like that when you get a smart Roku TV, which I see a lot of people leaning towards too, or leaning to, whatever. They're getting those, so it's like you got your Netflix, your Hulus, whatever. You can download the apps.
Yeah,
so,
right there.
I don't even know what the fuck. I don't even know how to relax anymore. Like, I don't know how people relax in downtime anymore.
There's just too much to do.
Yeah, it's like too much for me to think about to even give a fuck about. So, I'm done. I'm done talking about a couch that I wish I had.
That's fair.
That I probably wouldn't even sit in.
You know what else I saw?
What's up?
It's still on furniture.
Okay, bet.
But it's, and I don't trust the company. Because it just seems too good to be true. Huh. But it's like it's a bed. But it's so much more than a bed.
Please tell me how.
It's not the bed. I should say it's a bed frame.
Okay.
So it's got like the bed frame. And it's this whole huge fucking thing. Like it's got a back. So that like a cushion back. So you can actually like sit up against it. It looks like a couch back.
So it's like the headboard is a...
It's like a mix between a bed, nightstands, a couch, fucking... It seems like a lot. And they're only asking $700 for it. That's why I'm like, this is bullshit.
Yeah, yeah.
But especially when you can change from fabric to leather and the price don't change. That seems like bullshit.
That's a little iffy.
It's got like a couch backrest. And then it's all one piece. It's like a rectangle.
Yeah.
And, like, it comes down around the sides, runs along the bed, and, like, oh, yeah, fuck. The one side of it, It's got like a fucking massage chair built in.
Like I wanted to say something about it, but I couldn't get past how you fucked up massage.
I said massage, right?
Then massage.
Nah.
All right,
nah,
but
nah.
Go ahead. You know, I said massage. Chair. So on the side of it.
Yeah. So like, what the fuck's going on here? So it runs down both sides of the bed. It's like the same material. I think one side is like, it's got some storage. It comes with a fucking safe.
All right, bro. You putting too much into this right now.
No, this is what's in it.
But I'm not saying that you're like.
I'm just saying this sounds fucking weird and crazy.
It doesn't sound real.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. But yeah. And then down the other side, I guess it's kind of similar. It's got some storage, like some shelving built into the side of it. And then you get down towards more towards the foot of the bed area. And on the one side, it's got a fucking massage chair built in.
Sound like an apartment in one, bro.
Kinda.
Or a hotel room, at least.
Kinda. Yeah. And then it's... I don't think there's anything in the bottom except more, like, storage space type deal.
It's crazy. Like the shit you looks
crazy. Yeah. Like, yeah, look them up again. Mm-hmm. Because this shit is wild.
Yeah, that shit sounds fake.
Right? That's what I'm saying.
I don't see how you could put all this in a bed frame.
Exactly. It does not seem right.
Probably got to put all that shit together, too, for $700. It ain't coming in as one. You definitely got to put it together.
Oh, yeah. There's no way. They couldn't ship it whole.
Yeah, you could.
There's no fucking way.
Usually got to put a bed frame together anyway. I'm bugging. But that's, most of them are easy. That's true. Yeah, that's true. But all right,
it's not.
The shit couldn't fit through the door. I'm bugging. I'm sorry. That was dumb.
It's got built-in speakers, too.
Really?
Yep.
Bluetooth?
On the one side. Bluetooth. And I think it's got cord.
What country connection. Is this from? If it's not from Japan, it's not real.
I don't know if it tells me.
If it's not from Japan, it does not exist. If you tell me they sending me something like that from an off-the-wall country.
This website has California on it. I'm not saying that's where it comes from. That's
close enough to Japan.
I'm not saying that's where it comes from.
I'm not going to lie.
But I'm saying this says California on their website. So let me go through all this shit right here. Integrated multifunction Bluetooth audio.
Okay.
With the sound speakers. It's got a reading lamp built in right above the speakers. And it's a small lamp, but it's a lamp. Bookshelf and storage.
Okay.
This is down at the bottom of the bed.
Bookshelf?
That's along the side of the bed on the inside. Uh-huh. There's like three little cubby spaces.
Okay.
And like at the foot of the bed, this is the foot of the bed on the front side of that.
Yeah.
It's got little doors that open up for like storage. Three little cubby holes there.
Tell me you got an AC unit on that bitch. I'm buying it.
Hold on. Hold on. Like I said, it's got the massage chair built into it,
mm-hmm.
which has a remote control.
Yeah.
It's got a pop-up bedside table. That's literally like at the top of the bed, right where the speaker thing is. It's like underneath that pops up. It's got a plug-in power socket. So you can plug your stuff in directly to the bed, mm-hmm. and it'll sit on that little table.
All right.
It's got USB ports. So you can connect to the speakers. Like I said, it's got a built-in safe box.
Okay.
It's got SD card slots.
Bro, see, when they add SD card slots, it sounds very cheap.
Right?
It sounds very cheap.
It's like, got a footstool that is modular and opens up for extra storage.
Uh-huh.
Oh, man, this is just...
What is this concoction of furniture?
Just like, wait until you see it. I'm going to show you now.
If it doesn't have a mini fridge.
It does not have a mini fridge, so it is not the perfect...
No, it's not. If it had a mini fridge, you wouldn't have to leave your bed. That's all I'm saying. The fuck? Not gonna lie, it looked nice, though.
They made it look real nice.
It sound ugly, the way you was explaining that shit. Like, it just doesn't
just because I couldn't, like, explain it well enough.
Well, just with all the shit that's a part of this fucking bed design.
Yeah.
That's wild, bro. That's wild. It looks nice, though. For the people that can't see it, which is the people that's listening. But... This shit looks
solid. It looks really nice. But $700? Bullshit. Either none of the shit works on it.
or as soon as you lay on
it,
or
it comes in like 1,000 pieces. Yeah, or it's gonna fall apart.
Yeah, bro, you need a whole construction team to build it. Cause I know it's a lot of screws. And
yeah, no, this is so bullshit. Cause you can go from queen to California king, the price is the same. You go from fabric to leather, price is the same. They offer any color in both fabric and leather.
Price the same.
It's all bullshit.
Yeah, nah.
There's no way that's a real thing.
This is one of the realest things we ever seen, and we don't even believe it.
I don't believe it.
That'd be crazy, wouldn't it? Somebody like, yeah, I got one. Bitch, you got to show me.
Like, you full of shit.
I need a 24-hour video of you getting in and out of it.
I need a 24-hour experience with this.
Oh, experience would be better.
You stay somewhere else. You let me sleep in that.
Yeah, that would be better. Let me borrow it for a week. Just to see how it works.
Like, I can't move it.
Break it down, bring it to my house, put it back up, let me sleep on it. Nah, this shit look crazy, man. Right? I just, it's unbelievable.
Almost too good to be true. No, it probably is.
It is. There's no way. It's just, they probably ripping people off. Like, that website should be shut down. I just fucked up website.
100%.
Majajin. A Majajin chair. Majajin. That's what you said. A Majin chair.
I said massage.
You said Majin chair.
I said Majin Buu massage chair.
A Majin Buu massage chair.
Yeah. But it's pink. Chain shape.
Fluffy.
And it turns you into candy.
Oh, no. That's a small print.
Someone this just comes in your house. Chocolate. And it's just a fucking chocolate bear sitting on a chocolate bar, sitting on a chair.
Ooh, for chocolate.
Piece of candy.
That ooh, piece of candy. Nah, but yeah, man. That shit is crazy, bro.
It's wild.
I had a thought. It was in the middle of that damn bed frame. Let's just move on, I guess.
You lost it?
Yeah, bro. It's like gone. I thought I'd tucked it away, but it might be too far tucked behind some other shit that I don't want to say
happens.
On the mic. You know what I mean?
No, it happens.
Well, yeah. What was this about? Because we was talking about beds, furniture, man. I remember the whole conversation, just don't know where it was placed at.
Right.
But anyway, you said you had a talking point or something that you wanted to bring up. Smart brother.
I just had a question for you.
Smart brother. What's happening?
A thoughtful question. I want to see what your answer was.
The tick.
That's fair. So, you can live in a fantasy world. Which one would you want? Harry Potter, Star Wars, or say Marvel?
You know, it's funny, I thought about this.
Did you?
Yeah, like I had the same question because I was playing Lego Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, man, it definitely wouldn't be Star Wars.
No?
Hell no, bro.
What if you get to be
a Jedi?
A Force user. Right. I won't put you in Jedi.
Yeah, because it's like trying to force me in religion.
Exactly. Yeah. So let's say you could use, I was going to say, like, you're not a superhero in Marvel.
Mm-hmm.
You're not a Jedi in Star Wars.
Okay.
I feel like in Harry Potter, it'd only be fair for you to be a wizard.
Yeah, because it'd be pointless.
It'd be kinda, yeah, yeah, it'd just be
I'd
a normal
be
world.
Me.
You wouldn't know about anything else. So, exactly.
All right.
In all fairness.
Okay.
You're still not a superhero in Marvel.
I'm not a superhero.
No.
I just live in the universe
still,
of superhero.
There's still a huge number of people that aren't superheroes.
But there's a chance that I could be a superhero.
Okay. Yeah. That'll be up to you.
Like gamma rays. I could be an apprentice to Doctor Strange, maybe. You know what I mean?
So
Iron Man.
We'll say if that's the breaking point, that you would have to be a superhero to take that one, then no.
I'd just be a normal person.
Right.
Like 100%. So do we take Harry Potter out?
How about this? How about this? All Marvel, right. You can be a superhero, but one of the ones that doesn't have, like, an actual power.
Okay. What? Oh, okay, like
Iron Man.
All right.
Yeah.
Am I rich?
That's up to you. Not by choice, but you'd have to
make yourself, if I get a job.
Make yourself rich.
Yeah, yeah, okay. So I still take Star Wars. You know, you said I'm a Force user, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. You're a Force user.
Yeah, probably still not Star Wars.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Star Wars is a shitty universe. Like, it's pretty shitty.
Depends
bro.
On where you're at. And what time?
But it's still kind of shitty, bro.
I mean, like, they had some good times. Not in the movies, but
outside
the movies, they had some good times.
I guess, and I haven't read a lot of, like, fandom type shit or side books or whatever. But, I was playing Lego Star Wars. I was like, man, it does not look... It looks interesting. Like, especially being a Force user. Now, if I could use the Force... I mean, somebody's out there looking for me.
Maybe. Again, it depends on what time.
Yeah, that's true.
What time period.
Yeah. And I can't even pick a time period with Star Wars. But I think, like, being in the Star Wars universe, whatever, because it's multiple.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know. It just seems shitty to me.
I mean, I see where you're coming from.
Yeah, it just...
For sure.
All of it just seems bad. It's like, in the future, but not... It's like they're still slaves there. Like I don't know. Like even playing
Force Unleashed, Awakened.
Fallen Order.
Thank you. That's what I was trying
to say. Yeah, I knew that's what you were trying to say. Like, you know what I mean? They got shitty jobs and the food looks kind of terrible. But I guess if you're from that, yeah, it's like. But it depends on if you stay in the universe, because you might like the food. You know what I mean?
It's true.
It's cool seeing the different species and stuff like that. You know what I mean? I might run into Jabba the Hutt. I just don't want to be in that situation. You know what I mean? So, no. So, now it's between Harry Potter and Marvel.
Yeah.
Marvel kind of seems shitty, too.
Right?
Yeah.
I think the universe is going to be...
Especially if I can't be technically a hero with no power.
I mean, there's plenty of heroes that have no powers.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But if I'm me, I have no skills.
So you have some freedom to make yourself something.
You need to get your scenarios right.
I'm sorry. This was off the top.
All right.
I'm making it up as I go.
Yeah.
So to make it a little more enticing, so it's not just one-sided, like, how about this? You can give yourself three traits. Whether that's being, like, super rich, super intelligent, any power you can think of.
That doesn't really have a power?
No. We'll open it up.
Okay, I'm not going to break down the powers.
You got limited to three.
I'm not going
to
break down the powers.
Okay.
Because we've done this before.
Yeah, all right, sorry.
Yeah, but if I could.
Let me make this as clear as possible.
All right, break it down.
I got this. So in the Marvel Universe... Yeah. If that's the one you want, you can have either three traits and no power, or you can choose one superpower.
Okay. Preset superpower. Okay. Yeah. Now, this is interesting.
Right. It makes it a little more.
A little better. Because, well, since you gave me that, and obviously I'm going to be a muggle. No, I'm not going to be a muggle. I'm going to be a half-breed.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
But. There's tons of those.
Yeah. I might be in a Marvel universe.
You go Marvel?
Yeah. I mean, Harry Potter seems cool. It was close.
Yeah.
It was close, but Marvel. Because there's a chance I could be an Avenger, and it looks kind of fun. Even though sometimes it doesn't look too fun.
Yeah.
Like, we're about to lose, but, you know.
So, are you going a superpower, or you got three traits? Right?
Like, the three traits.
Yeah, I was about to say. And think about it, because if you go one superpower... There's not a whole lot of heroes that have one power.
I think I might do the traits.
Except maybe there's some heroes that have one power that encompasses a lot. So I guess that's kind of a toss-up.
Yeah, like if it's a preset, like if I'm like, I'll be in there with Captain America's powers.
Right, which is really just
he's just superhuman. Yeah, he's superhuman.
Yeah, it's not just strength.
Yeah, I don't know, man. They be making him just seem like...
All around.
Yeah, he's an all-around type of guy. Because if you can possess Mjolnir, like, you're not human, bro. I mean.
I guess not really.
I mean, I guess you just got to be worthy. I mean, but realistically, in Greek mythology, Norse mythology, sorry, anybody can wield it. That's the real thing. Shut up, bitch. You know what the fuck I meant.
I don't know. Is that true?
Yes.
I don't know if that's 100% true, bro.
I don't know either.
I don't know Norse myth well enough, but it could be. I'm not saying you're wrong.
Okay. I saw it on the internet. Let's put it that way.
Okay.
So that could be 100% true, or it could be 30% true. I don't know. Maybe it was just all the gods could. They just couldn't get their hands on it because it was Thor's.
That would make sense.
But, yeah, I think I'd go Marvel with the three traits.
Okay. Okay.
What about you?
I couldn't pass up Star Wars. Come on. There's no way.
Yeah. Would you be able to use both sides of the Force?
Anyone can use both sides of the Force.
Yeah, but if you tap into the dark, man. I mean, I know they got those like rogue Force users.
Mm-hmm.
But if I could choose, I'd definitely be dark. They could do everything.
Yeah, they do have a much more interesting, we'll say.
Set of skills.
Set of, abilities through the Force.
But they can use everything. It's like once you go to the dark side, you're able to do anything.
They've got more power.
I would be bruh from the Force Unleashed.
That would be...
That motherfucker is the
truth. Because he was bad, but he was good.
Yeah, anti-hero. Yeah. Mercenary, if you will. I mean, not like Boba, but...
Kinda.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you say you couldn't pass up Star Wars?
No. No way. I mean, Harry Potter's cool.
You don't know much. You don't even like Marvel, you bitch.
You right. Yeah, Marvel was not going to happen ever.
Nah.
I mean, having a superpower would be cool, but no. Because, no.
I could see you pick Star Wars.
Duh.
Yeah. Harry Potter, like Harold Potter.
That's him in middle age.
Yeah. But the name's Harold. I could.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Be real cool.
It got to be me and the homies. And, yeah. Speaking of Harry Potter, I seen a video, right?
Yeah.
I don't know if you seen it. It was on TikTok. They was like, now it's time for my daughter to pick her house. So they had like Slytherin, Hufflepuff, Gryffindor. What's the other one?
Ravenclaw.
So they had them like laid down. And she was on the other side of the room. She started crawling. And like, I think she stopped like halfway. Turned to the right. I think it was like Slytherin and Ravenclaw. The little chick picked up Slytherin.
Did she really?
Yeah, I don't know what her parents represented. I don't know what house they represented, but I'm like, let's try this again. Nothing wrong with Slytherin.
No.
But I'm a Hufflepuff guy. If you're not representing the same house, I might have to kick in your ass. I'm not Harry. Oof. I'm not Harry, because Harry was like, no matter what you choose, you know, I'm going to still love you, son. But no, it's not running like that, because I just thought that
you go to one house in this house.
Right. I would be that type of parent.
That's fair.
Like, bitch, you better thank Hufflepuff. Little motherfucker. You know, Hufflepuff.
Ain't no Ravenclaws in this bitch.
Hell no. Who wants to be a Ravenclaw, really? Let's be honest.
There's some people. I don't.
Who?
I don't know.
They barely got any screen time.
Except for the one girl. Because Harry had a crush on her. She was Ravenclaw.
Who? Cho?
Yeah.
She was Ravenclaw?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't know who the fuck she was. Honestly, I thought she was... And I know she wasn't Slytherin. That's for damn sure. She was like, maybe Hufflepuff, maybe Gryffindor. But, all right.
Yeah, she was Ravenclaw.
All right, she cool. But they didn't get a lot of play.
No.
If they had a little bit more play, I would be like, all right, maybe Ravenclaw. But they just didn't highlight it enough for me. I don't know too much of...
I mean, Hufflepuff wasn't really either.
Nah, but
except
I like
him. Except for Neville.
Neville.
He was Hufflepuff, right? No, he was Gryffindor.
Yeah. He seemed like a Hufflepuff motherfucker.
Right?
Shout out my boy Nev. I don't know. But I don't know. Hufflepuff over here. I think I'm just more drawn to it because when I first got into it, you know, you did the test and shit. And I was just like, all right, that seems like me.
Yeah.
And this, like, Potterhead told me that I seemed like I was Hufflepuff. And I believed her. I was like, yo, it's destined for me to be in the house.
It seems like it.
Yeah. What about fair. You look Ravenclaw type.
I don't know.
You be in the cut, bro.
I've done the quizzes, and I've gotten, like, different answers. So
what was the first one?
I think Gryffindor, but I kind of guided it that way.
Shut up, bitch. You ain't...
No, because I think I appreciate it. It was one that you can kind of predict.
Okay.
It was, like, a multiple choice, and the answers kind of...
Seemed like they were leaning towards it. Okay. Yeah. So you ain't Gryffindor. Why you gotta be the highlight house?
I'm cool like that.
Like, oh yeah, I'm Harry Potter.
No, because I think I've seen Gryffindor. I've seen Ravenclaw. I think one was Slytherin.
Mm.
Probably even had Hufflepuff in there at one point.
Yeah, maybe. Am I tripping? But I really don't want to. I don't know how to say this. Was Dumbledore gay? Why are you laughing? This is a serious question.
Where did that come from?
Because I think him and Grindelwald had a thing. I think in the last Fantastic Beasts.
I think in the movie, the latest movie, they made him gay.
Yeah.
I don't.
Maybe bisexual.
I don't know.
Still, like, but I was just asking. I thought maybe
he didn't really give any sort of indication either
to
way.
To any way.
No.
He seemed very light to himself.
I think that's how it should have been.
Yes.
He was a school headmaster.
Yeah.
No one should need to know what preference he had.
Exactly. And then it makes you wonder, like, why he was so close to, like, Snape and Harry and shit. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It kind of makes you wonder. Like, I'm not saying
Harry
he was
spent a lot of time together.
That's what I'm saying. They went on trips.
Harry was young.
Yeah. I'm not saying he was pedophile, but he knew Harry would grow up sooner or later.
Saying they spent a lot of time together in that last book. I'm pretty sure Harry was only 17.
Yeah. Yeah. They took trips together, bro.
Just saying.
I don't know. I don't think they should.
Awful sus. Awful sus.
I'm just saying, like, I don't hate Dumbledore, but it's just that they didn't have to do it. And I feel like it made me think when I heard it. I was like, hold on, what?
I mean, have you seen that sort of thread of thought that, like, Dumbledore really wasn't a good guy?
Yeah.
Like, and I mean, it's. The pieces line up.
Yeah. Like, especially me, like, since I watched all of them in a row recently.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, he seemed kind of shitty.
Yeah. Like, he didn't really care about Harry.
But maybe he was just human.
No, he was just so focused on taking out Voldemort.
Well, why wouldn't you?
Yeah, but at the same time.
Did he portray, like, himself to care? That's what you mean? Like, he manipulated Harry to seem like he cared to get to. Okay, I can see that a little.
It could be a stretch.
Yeah,
but
it's not too far of a stretch now.
Cause, like, he put Harry in some dicey situations.
He put Snape in some.
Yeah, he pretty much killed Snape.
Yeah,
he fucked him over. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, like all the way. Like his whole life, the whole Order
of
the Phoenix.
Once he was a teacher,
right? Like the whole Order of the Phoenix was kind of like,
yeah.
It, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it exposed it. Yeah.
So, maybe. I mean, he's not my favorite character, but he did seem like a good role model.
He did.
Being young.
That's the thing.
Yeah, yeah. Reading into the books, you know, leading up to the last one and me just finishing. Now that I kind of, like, I see it more. It's not just the magic. Now it was more of the story.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he didn't seem too great.
Yeah.
It's a 6 for me, dog.
That's fair.
Yeah. That's not fair. Like 5, but he's more like, yeah, 6. He could have did better.
He 100%
could have did. He could have done better. There's a lot of plot holes.
Yeah.
That was scary. I was like, what happens, Dumbledore? Talking shit, heard bitch. Oh, man. Anything else? I think it was a pretty solid episode.
It was all right.
Yeah. Got anything else to say? I mean, it's a crazy ass ending. Don't get me wrong. Just talking shit about Dumbledore.
He deserves it. He deserves it.
Yeah, it's a 5 for me now, though. Just thinking about it. Just because the phone rang and it might have been him. Yeah.
That's fair.
5.5.
I mean, do you think he knew about Pettigrew? Peter Pettigrew?
Man, he seemed smart enough, like he did.
Yeah, like he should be able to figure that out.
Yeah.
And he just let that fucking rat live in Gryffindor all that time.
Even when Voldemort was Voldemort. Like, I feel like he could have stopped him.
You don't think Albus Dumbledore, like one of the strongest wizards in that world, could have taken on Voldemort?
Why did it have to take everybody else to die?
Right.
Who died? All these years.
Yeah. He couldn't kill off the Horcruxes.
Right.
Himself.
Harry's dad was a piece of shit, too.
Yeah, no, his dad was not a good person.
Nah, his mom, that's a different story. But his dad, I don't... He wasn't...
He was the jock bully.
Yeah, like Gryffindor.
Yeah, Gryffindor was the preppy
Yeah, yeah, they definitely were.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, his dad was a piece of shit.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe not a full piece of shit, maybe like half a piece of shit.
But he was not a good guy.
Nah, he... But I think we put too much pressure because of a story to where, like, they should have been good people. And that's why I was like, do you think they were just being... Well, because
it kind of gave the vibe that they were these good people. Now you think... from Harry's... It's Harry's story.
Yeah.
And those are his parents.
Yeah, it's true.
But, like...
Like, J.K. Rowling probably realized that. And as she wrote deeper into the books, it probably was like, all right, let's... These kids are older now.
They can realize some truths about their parents.
That's not where I was going. Oh. But it makes sense, too. Like, okay. It's just that sometimes... I don't know. Like, that... Like, because they're wizards, doesn't make them human. You know what I mean? So, like, their sacrifices... There's things that they have to do, and there's choices that they probably didn't want to make or they did want to make. And they were portrayed as the hero and probably trying to do it for the greater good, but sometimes, because there's a lot of things in Marvel, like in the MCU now, so many things that could have happened, so many things that could have changed. Like, they questioned Doctor Strange in the second one, his movies, the Multiverse of Madness.
Oh, okay.
They questioned him a little bit. It's just like, bro, was that the only way? Did Iron Man really have to die?
I mean, it's a good question. Because, I mean, you've got one man who sees all the outcomes that possibly could have happened. It's reasonable to question him, at least, like,
yeah.
You sure there was no other way?
Yeah, and he was like, there's no other way. You know what I mean?
That's reasonable.
Yeah, like, I mean, and it's a lot of things. There's a lot of consequences of what people do in the MCU, and that's what makes the MCU good. Because they not... Just based off your story and what's going on with you, but whatever Spider-Man did affects you as well. So Spider-Man gets questioned on what he did.
Right.
And Iron Man get questioned on what he did. And why couldn't they stop Thanos before he snapped the first time?
Like, they are and they aren't kind of doing a good job of weaving it all together.
Not right now. What you mean?
Like, right. Like, they're like you can kind of connect the strings.
Yeah.
And kind of see it, but at the same time, and I think it's just a limit on how much they can actually put out and, like, are concerned with how much people will actually take in.
Yeah.
But of really fleshing out all the little details that would, like, make things connect.
Yeah. That's the money move, too. They just
can't do.
Yeah. I feel like one, it's a money move, but two, they can't do, like you said, the universe is too big. And, like, now with this, I think it's phase four right now. What's going on now, they said that they won't make it as big as they did with the Infinity Saga. With everything with Thanos had to do, they won't do nothing that big again. I think that's what I heard.
Okay.
So now it's going to be smaller increments. Like, they won't have a big Avengers movie like that ever again. You might have Avengers in it, and if they do happen to bring that, it's nowhere near that time. That's fair. You know what I mean? Like, if they do, we don't know who a big bad is.
Right, right.
You know what I mean?
I mean, they got plenty to choose from, so there's no chance of them not having someone to put in that place.
Yeah, yeah.
But
I don't know what they're doing now. It's kind of just, I'm just enjoying the movies now. I'm not even trying to wait to see who the big bad is, because that's not what they really gave us in the beginning. I mean, they showed Thanos, but they didn't know how they were going to put it. Like, the next Avenger movie could have been them against Thanos. But it wasn't. Yeah. And they started just building a story around everything and putting the Infinity Stones and shit. And, I mean, it worked. So now, who cares? It's just like, now I'm just watching them. But yeah, now we can end it.
Okay.
We can end bad on MCU. Nah, thanks, guys, for listening. Blah, blah, blah. George, last words.
Realization.
Ajin chair.
You didn't come up on that one word.
Oh.
When you said realization again?
Realization. Did you get me that time?
Yeah.
Realizations. All right.
You there.
Good word. All right. You just fucked me up on that one.
Sorry.
I didn't even know how to end it anymore. This has been the Lost in Translation podcast. And thank you for getting lost with us.
We lit. We lit. We lit. We lit.